002. Monday night, the last sermon in Hilchos Tefillin. About wearing tefillin. Yesterday we learned about wearing tefillin when you're sleeping. Didn't tefillin the base akvoros, the base amerchots. The bold base seifin. Also, likones, the base akvoros. In a cemetery, oh, besoch arba amos shel meis. Even if you're not in a cemetery, but within 4 amos of the meis, you should not go. Utfilin barosho, mishum loeg larosh. The tefillin shel yad you can have because that's covered up. We're Pasha talking about, in contrast to the next sif, where we'll see, even if the tefillin's covered up, it's asur. In a beis hamerchatz, in a mikvah, and the like, because it's not supposed to be there. It's not covered for the tefillin to be there. But here it's a question of loig larosh. It's, you're not treating the meis with respect. You're playing one upsmanship with the meis. So it's only barosho. And even then, if it's covered up, v'mei mechusar mutter, because then it's like the shalyad, if it's covered up. So if you cover it up, it's allowed. Mashenkin in the next sif, it's not allowed if it's covered up. It's not a question of being exposed. It's a question of Pashut being there, wearing the tefillin in a not clean place. That's what we'll have in sif beis. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, what do you mean the beis hakfaras? No, we said within our ba'amas of a mace. So what about beis hakfaras? Anywhere in the beis hakfaras, even if you're not within 4 amas of a mace? So the Mishnah Berurah says, afiduch toch dalar amas. So here also, but it's toch davar amos shel mokom hascholos hakvorim gam ken osur ilekom achitzu mafsekas beinayhem. So then the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's only within 4 amos of where the kvorim start. So why doesn't it just say within 4 amos of a kever or of a mace? Vodlo eir biyachad yomar Osur lelech tok talanamu shol kevro shol meis. But why make, if you look at the Lashon HaMechaber, it doesn't sound like what the Mishnah Berurah just said. The Mishnah Berurah himself points that out. It could have said, it should have said, you know, come within 4 amos of a kever or within 4 amos of a meis. Instead, it says, Osur likones beveis akvaris. It sounds like the beis akvaris is already an enclosed area which is set aside for people being buried there, and people are buried there. An enclosed place.
Enclosed
and set aside for Kfuras Mason, and Mason are indeed buried there.
So in other words, if it's closed off for 100 people to be buried there, only 2 people are buried in the middle, so all that other area is still considered.
It's called a Beit HaKvaros. Now we're discussing, are you allowed to wear tefillin or not, if you're very far away? So the Mishnah Berurah starts off that you could. It's only within 4 amos of the kever. Then he says, but then the Lashon HaMechaber doesn't sound like that. So Das Hamogen Avram, the Bola Rameis, the Mimokom Beis Akvoris V'lefnim Osra Afilu Rochok Dalanamus Min HaKever. In other words, once you start where the Mesum are buried, then it's also even if you happen to be more than 4 amos away from any particular kever. Now, according to the Mogen Avram, there's like between the wall and where the kvorim start, that's mutter if you're 4 amos away from a kever. Once, but the reason the Machaber made it sound like a beis hakvoros is asur is once the kvorim start. Then it's asur to be wearing tefillin even if you happen to be more than 4 amos away from any particular kever. Yesh makilin b'zeh, some say even that's mutter. We'll see, and we won't see, but in the Bir Halacha, some say even that's also. By the Bir Halacha, the Bamsa Beis HaKvaros Yesh Kvarim Saviv Nira Diyesh LaHachmer Afi L'Rochik Dal Ramos Menach Kever, that's the bottom line. Mashen Kein Besov Beis HaKvaros Nein Shem Kvarim Rak Tehuk Tzah Karka L'Kvarim Ein LaHachmer Medina B'Rochik Dal Ramos Menach Kever. That's what the Bir Halacha ends up. In the Beis HaKvaros, once the Kvarim start, Osir, even if you happen to be 4 amos from a kever. This is Nogea maybe learning also, or tzitzis out also. So it's more Nogea to us than maybe you're thinking, because we don't wear tefillin a whole day. But tzitzis, it's negayat tzitzis. Same rules will govern your tzitzis. If you wear your tzitzis out, and you're not supposed to in the Beis HaKvaros. So what does it mean in the Beis HaKvaros? So we're saying, once the Kvarim start, no. Even if you're 4 amas away from any particular kever. In the beginning of the Beis HaKvaros, okay, if you're 4 amas away, me'ikir hadin. The Avol Pichain, nachon shelo yichnos klal betfilin shebarosho, koshu lefnim and mechitzas Beis HaKvaros, because you won't realize it. Shem yiskar b'toich dalar amas shel eza kever b'li das. You won't realize it, and you'll be within 4 amas, and you won't realize it. So it's better not to have it once you're in the Beis HaKvaros. In the Biralach is much more mayrich with different shitas. Now the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Beis says dalar amas could be more than dalar amas. Because of Ateres Zakenim, the Kol also cheder shameis munachbo. This could be very nageya. This could be nageya one of the tzlana forever in such a situation, and it could even be nageya with tefillin, certainly with tzitzis or with divrei Torah. So Kol also cheder shameis munachbo choshev kedal rama shel meis. And we have that concept by Nagel Vasa. This is the same concept where the Mishnah Berurah brings down Mekilim that they walk Dalar Amas without Nagel Vasa because they taina kol abayas kedalar amas domi. So this is that concept is taken from such a din, like you find here, that the whole cheder where the mace is kedalar amas.
Is the Dalar Amas, in other words, if you're sitting right outside the house, that's not alone anymore within the Dalar Amas.
There, it's okay even if it's within Dalar Amas. If you're outside the house and there's mechitzas between you and the mace, then even, I would imagine, I'm sure, that even within Dalar Amas is okay. Because then there's a mechitza mafsik, you're in a different makom. The whole point of Dalar Amas, as we find in Hilchos Shabbos, in fact, the Rishonim speak it out in Masechet Shabbos, Dalar Amas is in Bav Metziah. You have Dalar Amas, Shalodim Konelo. Dalar Amas is your makom, it's a place. If you're in Dalar Amas, but outside mechitzos, so it's certainly a different makom, even if it's within Dalar Amas, because the mechitzos are mafsik. So I'm sure that's okay. Al kaponim that teres akenim is machmer the whole cheder. Umogen giborim cholakola because of the ena tofitz like Dalar Amas. That you don't say the whole cheder is like Dalar Amas, but we talk about just the specific Dalar Amas around the mace. So the machlekes achroinim, if we have to be machmer outside Dalar Amas, but in the same room. Now the Mishnah Berurah says an important din, an important point. Afilu kever shel koton shagayin lo higia lichlal mitzvah. So you might say there's no loig l'rosh. You might think it's wrong. It says you might think there's no loig l'rosh on a koton because he never was mechuyev in mitzvahs. Afilu okein lichlal sham betfilin beroshim mishem loig l'rosh. Poshim he's a yid. You know that the koton's potter for mitzvahs is a technicality. He's certainly shayach to the mitzvahs. And it's certainly included in Loeg L'Rosh. What?
What's happening?
You want to know if the mason care or if it's bad midos?
Right. Exactly.
I don't know. Either one. If you hold that the mason care, that's the machlekes and brachis in the beginning of the third third perek. You have that whole sugya of the mason really know and care about what's going on in this world. So then it could very well be a concept that you're mocking them. And even if you hold like the Mandi Omer, they don't know what's going on in the world, but then it's bad mitos. I would imagine even by a woman, I don't know, by a woman, tefillin, if that's loig l'rosh, that's a good child. I guess it would depend why by a koton. I didn't have time to look it up, but that's probably, it would depend on that. If the point by a cotton is because he's 40 yitz, he's shayach to mitzvahs, so I would say there's a concept of loig l'rosh by women also. You know that puk not mechuyev in tefillin, but there's a general mockery that they're not more mechuyev in mitzvahs. Maybe not. In Svara, I'd say it's okay by a woman. There's no loig, she doesn't wear tefillin. A cotton's different. I don't know, tzorichin, I would have to do some more research on that. What? Yeah, it shouldn't be exposed. As long as it's not exposed. Right. The tzitzis, not the beggar. The tzitzis. Mutter, the tzorach shetiyagam haratsuos tiyanamuchusos. Don't forget that the ritzulos have to be covered up too. So therefore, you might say, oh, tefillin shorosh is the whole problem. What if the tefillin shel yad is not a problem? But you have to remember the ritzulos around the hand is a problem. Tzarech lizor b'ritzulos shel etzba'o, on your hand, shetiyah gam ken mechusa, to cover it up, to undo it and cover it up in whatever which way. Okay. Sid Beis talks about a mikvah and a Beis Hamerch, it's a shvitz. It depends if it's hot. If it's hot, you see a chilek. The Beis Hamerch, they used to have, well, we really have sort of like that also. There's the inner room where whoever's there is naked. Then there's the room where people are getting dressed. Some people are standing around naked, some people have gotten dressed already. Then there's an outer room where everybody's basically dressed. And it's like an antechamber where you're going in. The Beis HaMerchat, so we say as follows. Beis HaChitzon shekol ha'omden bohem levushim yichayilu noniyach sham tefillin l'chatchila. Beis HaMtzoi shemiktus b'nei ha'demayim sham levushim u'miktosan ha'rumim eni yochol anichim l'chatchila. V'imoyu b'rosho eni tzorech l'cholzon. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah of cotton hay, he says, what about if there's no one naked there now? So he's mechalik. Yes. No, we're talking about if there's no one there. Even if there's no one there, it's us. Between a Beis HaMerchatz with Zuhama and a mik and just a cold, a place that's cold, with his steam, with his hot water, so then there's Schwitz and there's steam and there's Zuhama, and it's like disgusting a shtickle. So that's why these dinim apply. But if it's just cold and just like a swimming pool area, there's no Zuhama around. So there, for sure, if there's no naked people around, it's mutter to wear tefillin. If there's no Zuhama. Yeah, it's the two things in combination.
Locker room for
basketball. They stand around naked?
No, I say they don't stand around naked. That's Zuhama. You wouldn't be allowed to wear tefillin.
No, just Zuhama is not an osir. It's a makom of Zuhama where people are standing, which is miyuchah for people standing naked. No, you're not allowed to stand naked in front of Svarim. You're not allowed to be undressed in front of Svarim or in front of Tefillin or anything like that. That's the same din, really. That a mokum matunuf or in front of erva or in front of, yeah. So you're not allowed to fill it. What? If they're in a bag, it's okay. Yeah. Okay, let's start.
What if you're in the Beis Chitzon, but the door sometimes open and you might see somebody? That would also be a problem.
I don't know if you might see somebody. You can't be in front of them. I don't know if it's a problem if you punkt happen to see. You're not allowed to be wearing the tefillin b'fneihem. You could see, I don't think it's not a problem. It depends if it's b'fneihem. If the door's wide open, and now you're b'fneihem and a chanami. But if the door's open a crack, and you happen to be able to see, so that's not called b'fneihem. Erev Tavshilin, very exciting in Eretz Yisrael. Soon you're going to see signs of. Don't forget to make Erev Tavshilin. Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. Let's learn the basic reason why you need Erev Tavshilin today, and there's a huge nafkamina lamaisa, and you're going to see that there was always a minig to make early Shabbos. To make early Shabbos on Friday Yom Tov. There was a minig to always make early Shabbos. Yom Tov Shechol Yov Be'erev Shabbos Lo Yivashal B'tchilo L'tzarech Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook Du Malacha B'meichin on Yom Tov Shabbos. So that's a basic question, is that there's a Mandiyom in the Gemara that you're allowed to prepare Midiraisa on Yom Tov Shabbos. You're allowed to. Just like Midirabbanan you're not allowed to. And then there's a Mandiyom that you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov Shabbos. And then that's called Hachana, and the Mela is called you're doing a Malacha. Hachana's Aser, and once Hachana's Aser, so if you're Mavashal, you're doing a Malacha. You're doing a prohibited Malacha. That's Medioraisa. That's a basic Shailan de Gemara. Obviously, Erev Tavshilin only helps you, or it should be obvious, Erev Tavshilin only helps you to overcome an Issa de Rabbanon. It will not help you for an Issa de Araisa. The concept of the Erev Tavshilin is also a machlekes in the Gemara. In other words, why you need Erev Tavshilin is one question. Why it helps is a question. And what it is, what is it? Like, what's an Erev? We know what an Erev Chatzeres is. Actually, we don't, because we call the string the Erev. Because we call the string the Erev, and the string is not the Erev. The Erev is the box of matzahs in someone's house. But we call it the Erev. And we know what Erev Techumen is. So what is Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is... So let's start with what Erev Tavshilin is. I mean, we'll go over with Allah. This is like Mamash HaKdama. Erev Tavshilin is either that... You know, the way we paskin. Erev Tavshilin conceptually is that you're not cooking on Shabbos, on Yom Tov Shabbos. You're not starting to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos. You're continuing. So that's Midrabbanon, the Tzura. Since you're only dealing with an Issa Drabbanon, because for sure Erev Tavshilin only helps if it's an Issa Drabbanon. So you're dealing with an Issa Drabbanon. So Rabbanon said, this is the Tzura in which it's not called you're cooking on Shabbos for Yom Tov, you're not starting to. On Yom Tov Shabbos, you're continuing. You started the day before Yom Tov. You started Erev Yom Tov. And now you're just continuing. That's the Pashtus, how we paskin, that's the reason. Now, why is on Shabbos for Yom Tov only Midrabbanon? So it's also two Shitas, Machlaikas. Machlaikas Rishaynim, actually. Either because we paskin that Tzorche Shabbos Nasu B'Yom Tov, and therefore it's only Midrabbanon, it's Aser, so that's it, that's the whole thing. Or we paskin that really it's Aser Midrabbanon. Conceptually, it's also to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, Midiraisa. But there's a legalistic loophole called Hoil. It's a sugyim psochin, very difficult sugya, in fact, which says, very hard concept, which says that I'm cooking, so since it would be okay to cook, if Orchim would come, if guests would come, so this would be a mutadika thing to do. So now, even though I'm not anticipating any guests, and I'm not cooking for guests, I'm cooking for Shabbos. I'm not cooking for today's guests. So, it's not also Dioraisa. You haven't been over an Issa Dioraisa. It's called Hoel. Like Migu, Hoel. Such a legalistic maneuver. Hoel Makali Le Orchim. The problem, of course, that's created by saying that, what's the difference? If it's anyway, so it ends up being Midrabbanan anyway. So what's the big deal? So that's what the first Bir Halacha has in Arichus. If you're starting to cook on for Shabbos at 7 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're putting up the chant, and if any guests come now, they're not going to have anything to eat. So there's no Hoel now. So that's the huge problem, where if we paskin that that's the reason, then you're mamish not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos late in the day Yom Tov, even though you've made an Erev Tavshila. Because cooking late in the day when there's no Hoel hits you into an Issa D'oraisa if there's no Hoel. But if the reason is Tzorchei Shabbos Nasu B'Yom Tov, so then you don't have a problem, obviously. The whole thing's the Rabbanan. You made an Erev Tavshilin, Erev Yom Tov, so there's no problem. So let's just look at the Mishnah Berurah regarding this Shaila. Yom Tov Shechol Yiyuz Be'erev Shabbos Lo'yavashu B'tchila L'Ferach Shabbos B'Kedeiro B'Fnei Atzmo. Again, we're midrabbanan. For some reason it's midrabbanan, because Erev Tavshilin helps. But you're not allowed to. Abu Mabashal who kama kaderis li yomtiv fiyim holser horser l'shabbos. You don't have to be mitzamtzim. You don't have to be nervous. Some people will get nervous, especially nervous. You know, you say, oyvei, I can't cook an extra piece of chicken that might be left over, and it'll turn out that I cooked it for Shabbos. As long as you sincerely and there's a reality that it's being cooked for Shabbos, so there's no problem if there's leftovers. To what degree do you, when is it called haroma? The concept called haroma, where, you know, wink, wink, I'm cooking, you know, four pots of food for Yom Tov, and obviously there's going to be leftover for Shabbos. Very, very hard and complicated halachas. Maybe we'll get to it, I doubt it. It's at the end of the siman. You have it in Hilchos Yom Tov, you have it by Hilchos Pesach. It's a concept, by B'chayr you have it. It's a concept called haroma. Haroma, who are you trying to fool, who are you trying to kid? And when have you crossed the line that it's obviously not true, and when is it called a technical loophole that you can take advantage of? But what the Shulchan Aruch means is he sincerely can cook kama kederes l'Yom Tov, and he doesn't have to worry that l'mafreya he did an iser. If he sincerely, you know, he could do it berevach. Plenty of, you know, he wants to have a lot of food, and he could know that he's going to leave over for Shabbos. But this is—it's real that he's cooking a lot for Yom Tov itself. The imhoser holds for the Shabbos. That's not a problem. He's not oiver lamafreya if it turns out that one pot was cooked for Shabbos. If that's what it's turned out, it wasn't cooked for Shabbos. It was cooked for Yom Tov. It wasn't eaten. Valyadei Eruv. Eruv means you're mixing two things together. By Eruv Techumen, you're connecting two areas. By Eruv Chatzeres, you're connecting two Rishuyas. And by Eruv Tavshilin, you're connecting 2 days. And you're making them into one. You're saying, I started yesterday, and I'm continuing today. You're Ma'arev the Tavshilin. You're Ma'arev the preparation of food to make it into one continuum. And that's why it's Mutter, as we explained. It doesn't. Since the Holus is Midrabanan, so they said if you make an Erev that it's called, you're continuing, not starting, will be Materit.
Why is the Kaling making it?
They wanted to make it Mutter, so they made it Mutter in this way. They said if you continue and you don't start, then we'll say it's okay. Since the whole thing's Midrabanan, there doesn't have to be a logic to it. That's called Heimonru Vaheimonru. They said, you can't, it's only, we were the ones that said you can't prepare on Yom Tov Shabbos. So we said it's only if you start, not if you continue.
They
could define what's also. That's called Heim Omru Beheim Omru. Okay, Vadi the Eir Maraja Betchila B'Shabbos, Pirish Inyan Erevu Sheifashel the Yefem Yom Tov Shabbos, Im Mashabishel the Ofa Kvar Meyer of Yom Tov Lashem Shabbos. It's only one man the Omru, but that's how we're paskening. The Nimsa Shlo Hiskel Malacha B'Yom Tov El Agomar also. Okay. You'll be surprised how often that becomes nogeya when you realize Thursday night on your way to shul that you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Okay, and we saw today's email that you can't rely on the Rav. And the Shaila is, what happens if you're Makabel Yom Tov already and it's still daytime outside? All sorts of Shaila we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. We really should stop here, but this is very, we'll continue tomorrow. It's very kedai to go through this Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah's bottom line is that you should not cook late in the day on Yom Tov for Shabbos. There's a Shailam Halacha D'Oraisa, because maybe we paskin it's Osama D'Oraisa, and it's only because of Hoel, so when there's no Hoel, it would be Osama D'Oraisa. That's why there became a minig to make early Shabbos, Bedafka, when Yom Tov was Friday, in order to make sure that people prepare early in the day, and they're not preparing the last minute, and running into problems. B'shas hatchak, the Bir Alocha Paskins. B'shas hatchak, you made an Erev Tavshilin, we're talking, remember. We're not talking about the Erev Tavshilin now. You can make an Erev Tavshilin a minute before Shkia. You can make it after Shkia. We're not talking about the Erev Tavshilin. We're talking about the cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Not the day before. We're talking about on Yom Tov, the cooking for Shabbos. B'shas hatchak, you make the Erev Tavshilin. The kids and the meal, and you slept on Shavuos, and you woke up 3 o'clock, and you first started your Suda 3, and the wife started cooking after the Suda, you finish your Suda 6:30. Shas Hadchak, Mishmur says, Yesh Lahokel B'Shas Hadchak. Ulechatchila, definitely Tzarech Lizar B'Zeh. But B'Shas Hadchak, Shas Hadchak, you can go ahead and cook and have food for Shabbos. Dorach HaShulchan is a bit, not a bit, is much more like cool about it than the Mishnah Berurah. You know, the Mishnah Berurah is like, you're not going to have anything to eat, okay. Mishnah says, it's okay. Okay, don't worry about it that much. Try to cook as early in the day as possible. Not as early in the day as possible. That's not true. When this Hallel, there's no mitzvah to do it earlier than, as long as there would be food that day if Orchim would show up. There's a shaila, what happens if Orchim, no Orchim are going to show up. It's unheard of. No Orchim are going to show up this year. Shkia 7:40. Nobody's going to walk into your house at 6:30. After 6:30, no one's going to walk into your house. Is that last hour counted? Machlokas Achronim? As usual, and I'm not so clear. So you should make sure the island is not machmer. The island is not machmer. Even the island that knows about this and is machmer to cook earlier in the day is certainly not machmer about this. So if you'll have food ready, if the food would be roy to eat, I'd say an hour before Shabbos. That's good enough. I would say an hour before Shabbos, guests could come.
Cholent has to be put out earlier.
It has to be roy to eat. That's all. Roy to eat. Yeah, roy that you would serve guests. Well, once it's on the blech, you're not doing a malacha anymore. We're talking about it's a malacha, so you're not doing a malacha once it's on the blech. So even if it's not ready, but you're not doing a malacha anymore. You're not. It's the act of cooking that's osur that would need hoel. You could run into problems though with stirring, with magus, so in a chanami, because that's many times if it's not fully cooked. So magus is cooking. So in a chanami, you have to be careful.